got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
The only purpose for his life could be to serve as a warning to others. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Man, I'm actually quite excited about how today's show has come together. First of all, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and we're on joyradio.ca and across the GTA on AM 1250. This is our last regularly scheduled programmed show, I don't know why I'm talking like Ed Sullivan, for season 13. That means that this lady about to perform on our show is our last live performance of season 13. And we thought we'd bring in the rookies. We just heard from CJ Cooker. Cooker?
Cooper!
Thank you.
Red card.
Tim's going to continue to say things that if you weren't listening to the start of the show, you would have no clue about. CJ Cooper was just here, but now we have moved on to our next recording artist, Avery Raquel. And Avery is, I first saw her at Hugh's Room. And Avery, you are, 7 years? I mean, how old are you, seriously?
14.
14 years old.
Yeah.
Do you find that most people, like, that's your thing? Like, when you turn 26, people aren't going to be as amazed at you anymore, eh? They're just going to go, oh, she's that's just her, you know. Avery, you've done lots of radio.
Yeah.
Lots of radio. What was your best radio experience? Right now. Say right now.
Right now.
Yes! Well done. Do you think that you're pretty good? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, Ella Fitzgerald, and 0 being Tim, who's trying to fix the curtain behind you. Where are you in the scale?
Oh, no.
Come on, be honest. Don't be Canadian, be honest.
8?
Yes, I agree. Good for you. I'm glad you said that. I'm proud of you for saying that. Because a lot of Canadian musicians kind of go, oh, I'm not real good. I'm just like 4 or whatever. I'm happy with bronze. I don't need gold. No, you go for gold, girl. Right now, she's thinking, why am I here?
Yes.
Right?
Why is there a strange bald man talking to me?
Where do you live? What town do you live in?
I'm from Brantford, Ontario.
Okay. And what's so special about Brantford?
Not much.
Right? Gretzky was from there.
Gretzky's from there.
Do you even know who that is?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, the last musician that was just on the show, I asked her some embarrassing questions at the end. I would like to start with those embarrassing questions with you.
Oh, dear. Okay.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
What do you think of boys?
Ew.
Okay. That wasn't Avery. That was Tim.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Are they icky or do you like a couple or six?
Your parents are listening, dude.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I don't know.
Just mouth his name to me. Don't say it in the mic.
There's literally no one.
Stephen?
No. Okay.
Wow.
Sure.
We're both goofy dads. We're the dads that are just embarrassing. You know what dads are like,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Embarrassing.
Not always.
Not always?
Not always.
Okay. You got a cool dad.
I do.
Let me tell you a little bit about Avery Raquel. She has developed her love for music and performing since the age of 4, becoming an aspiring triple threat performer. Though Avery has acted in various films, television, animation, and you've acted in animation?
Yeah.
Did they put the suit on you with the little electrodes like Gollum and do stuff in front of a green screen? What have you done, voiceover work?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I did a children's show for Disney Junior. It was called Ella the Elephant. And I was a little elephant. It was really fun.
Do you remember your lines or any of your lines? One line?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on from that. Red card. Now at 14 years old, can you just ignore the creepier man in the corner, please? Now at 14 years old, Avery is already a veteran of the performing arts. Isn't that crazy? She has a resume the envy of many artists twice her age, from the Birdland Jazz Club. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
In New York?
Yeah.
I hate you. No, really, I hate you. That's so cool. Metropolitan Room in New York City, to the Jazz Bistro and Lulu Lounge and Hugh's Room in Toronto. Hugh's Room, of course, is where I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that I've been to many of Jane Harbury's Discovery series?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I've seen anyone grab a room so ferociously in the first song.
Really?
Do you remember people, like, there wasn't a packed room, but it just sounded like a crazy packed room. They exploded. Why do you think they like you?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, come on, don't be Canadian. Why do you think they like you?
It's the curly hair.
That's okay. What I was probably going to say.
Yeah?
It's always the hair.
Okay, can you not say that to us, please? Two bald guys she says that to. Yeah, you're really cold. Avery has performed in provincial jazz festivals like the Oakville Jazz Festival, Brantford International Jazz Festival. That's an oxymoron, the Brantford International Jazz Festival, and the South Coast Jazz Festival, sharing the stage with the likes of June Garber, Lou Pomonti, Rob Reed, Dave Restivo Trio, I think that's how you say it, to name a few. You know what somebody asked me? They wanted me to ask you this. You ready? Do you really like jazz, or did somebody tell you that you should sing jazz?
I love singing jazz. I love listening to jazz. It's really fun because it's not straight to the book, and you can change it around and do whatever you want with it.
What does it mean, it's not straight to the book? You're talking Birdland hip stuff, you know.
You don't have to sing all the notes on time and be like super precise with it. You can really play around with it and make it your own and do whatever without someone telling you you're doing it wrong.
So do you listen to jazz music?
I love listening to jazz. I listen to pretty much everything, but jazz is really, I love listening to jazz.
Give me your top two people that you're listening to the most now.
Probably Ella Fitzgerald a lot.
I don't know who that is.
And Billie Holiday.
Yeah, just to name a couple.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Gee whiz. Do you play other instruments?
I used to play a little guitar.
Uh-huh.
But piano is really what I'm focusing on right now.
If you could play one instrument better than any other person on the planet, what would it be? The triangle.
Definitely.
Yes. No, what would it be?
I don't know, probably piano.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the bagpipes?
Those are pretty cool. Yeah.
They're not cool at all. They're not cool at all. Sorry. So are you going to do a song for us?
I will.
I just want to feel what that piano sounds like a little bit. There we go. Beautiful. I love it. Oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Avery Raquel live on the Drew Marshall Show. And what song are we singing right now?
I'm going to be singing Bob Dylan's To Make You Feel My Love.
Good for you. Knock yourself out, which is code for do really well. Okay? Yeah. Like, don't actually hit yourself. Okay.
And the whole go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Hey, Avery Raquel on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, listen, Avery, when people fawn all over you and say, oh, you're amazing, and da-da-da-da-da, how do you respond to that? Like, it never happens to me. Don't laugh. It's serious. Oh, okay, it's happened a couple of times. People have said, I really like your show. And it kind of feels weird when people compliment me, right? Does it feel weird to you at all?
A little bit, because I don't want to be, like...
all braggy.
Yeah, and... I don't know. I appreciate feedback, and yeah. I like criticism too. And it makes me feel happy. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you see yourself in a band ever in your lifetime, or always kind of Avery Raquel? Avery Raquel.
Maybe, possibly. I'm not sure where it's gonna go right now, but. Yeah. Because I can go anywhere right now. So.
Listen to you. I love this. Okay. Have you heard of a bass player named George Kohler?
Yes.
Okay. He was in the studio. Was it last week, Tim, or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago he was here playing with a friend of mine. Her name is Lila Bialy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Lila?
No, I've heard of her, though.
Okay. Well, she's heard of you now. I told her all about you, and she already knew about you. So I thought I was telling her something amazing about you, and she already knew about you.
I played with George, actually, a few times at Lula Lounge for the Jazz FM Vocal Safari.
So, nice.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good guy, isn't he? Yeah. And he's bald, too. Like Tim, not like me. What is your favorite subject?
Does lunch count?
Oh, which, yeah! That's, you are in the right room. The three of us are way good at lunch. No, but like math, English, or geography, if you had to pick one. Math, English, or geography, or history.
English. Yeah.
Okay. Let's say something happens in your world and you can't do music, what else would you do?
I'd probably get into writing.
Writing songs or writing a book?
Maybe both. I don't know. I like writing. It's kind of like the only other way to express myself without having music around.
Right. So,
yeah.
Good. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See? I'm pretty sharp, eh?
Yeah.
You thought I was just a dopey guy. Do you remember when I came up to you at Hugh's room?
I do.
I'm kind of a weird, you know, scary individual to come up and say hi, but I was really blown away by you. And I'm a pessimist. You know what that means?
No.
Most people just bore me, but not you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's as good as my compliments get. Folks, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and we are listening currently to a live performance by Avery Raquel. Avery is going to be our last recording artist, our last live recording artist of season 13, and actually 2016, because as many of you may know by now, beginning of August, our show goes into 20 weeks of pre-recorded shows. We are going to play you the best of 13 years. That means one show will have Alice Cooper, James Brown, B.B. King, and who else should we put in that mix? Stephen Harper?
No.
Because he's a musician.
Little House on the Prairie.
The what?
The Little House on the Prairie, people.
Little House
on the... Waltons.
Oh, right, Mrs. Walton.
Yeah.
What was her name? Michael Learned, remember?
Yes.
That was fun. So lots of great programming coming up your way, and what it also means is that I won't get in trouble by the station because it's all pre-recorded stuff. I can't make any mistakes. You know what I mean, Tim?
I think you have a gift for that.
Avery Raquel is the website you want to go to. Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L, AveryRaquel.com. Actually, quite a sharp website. You've got to be proud of that, Avery. Are you not proud? You like that website, don't you?
I do.
One of the things that I love about you is, again, like the last artist, you seem to be very well supported.
You
have a family.
I do.
Yeah.
And a really great one.
Who do you like better, your mom or your dad?
Oh, I never answer that question.
Jane, you're right. She can handle me. No worries. I said, what's she going to be like with the conversation? Oh, she'll be fine. She'll handle you, Drew. Who is your celebrity crush? Do you have anybody who's a celebrity that you'd really love to meet? Whether it's a guy or a girl, doesn't matter.
It'd be really cool to like sing with Matt Dusk.
Okay.
I think that would be kind of cool. Or, I don't know. There's so many people.
So many people, so little time.
Yes.
Yeah. Tim and I have known each other for 40 years.
40 million years.
40 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Who's your bestest friend?
My friend Morgan. She goes to school with me. And we've been friends for about 5 years.
What do you like about her?
She's really supportive, and she kind of comes to like every event that I sing at, and she's always there with me. So
that's nice. Have you ever had a fight?
No.
Well, then how do you know she's a real friend?
Liar, liar.
They say that you don't know it's a real relationship until you've gone through all the seasons.
Not yet, but it might happen. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you could say something about her now that would get her angry at you.
No, I'm good.
What? You're so fun. You really are. Okay, so what we're going to do is get you to do another tune here on our show. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure everything's set up, and I guess you're just going to simply hit play?
Yeah.
And we're going to hope the volume works, because we're doing this on the fly. Because you were just at a performance somewhere, were you?
Yeah, I was just singing at the Ophel Rib Festival.
I want to ask you a couple of really important questions just before you do this song.
Okay.
What's your favorite smell?
My favorite smell?
Yeah. What did she say?
Red card.
What's your favorite smell?
Cookies.
Cookies?
Yeah.
That's a great smell.
I love cookies.
Do you know real estate agents say before you have people come in and look at your house, you should bake cookies?
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Okay. The next question is, if you had to have one ice cream flavor for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Ooh.
Ooh, I sense a theme.
Avery Raquel. Cookies. Be well done. Yep, there is a theme, Tim. See how sharp he is?
Yeah.
Tell us about this song. What are you going to do?
This song is featured on my debut album, which you can hear samples of on AveryRaquel.com, which is also available on iTunes. So this is a different arrangement of Blackbird by the Beatles. It was arranged by Joel Haynes and Tilden Webb.
Nice. Well, we have never actually had an MP3 player through this board, so let's see if it works.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, we'll just pretend nothing happened, okay?
All right.
Avery Raquel, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
Black night. all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird.
Avery Raquel live on the Drew Marshall Show. So good, so good. How'd you feel about that, eh?
I think it went well.
I think it went well, yeah. So, like, is the family musical? Is your dog musical? Are you, did you grow up in the Von Trapp family? Like, what's going on? Where does all this craziness come from?
There's music on both sides of the family. Both of my grandmothers sang when they were younger. But otherwise, I don't know.
Wow. So starting in school, like were there music classes at school or did you take them outside of school?
There were a few music classes. It first started when my parents took me to see Annie in Toronto, and I kind of fell in love with everything on stage. And so I came home and I basically learned all the songs and all the dances, and I reenacted it for my parents, and they thought, oh, we should get into this. And so there was this music teacher at the school that I was at, and I took lessons with her, like, just after school every day.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we kind of got started.
Man. So, okay. Do you go to concerts, to other people's gigs, or just kind of focused on your... Okay, so give me some gigs that you've been to lately. By the way, I just want to let you know, tomorrow night in Toronto, the Bay City Rollers are here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they are?
No.
You're fun. Okay, who have you gone to see?
Well, I went to Cleveland.
At Rocks there.
Yeah. And I went and saw Sam Smith.
Nice.
And I really like him. So, okay. And then I'm...
You know, they have concerts here, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay. And I recently saw Diana Krall in Hamilton. And that was a really good concert because she was with the Hamilton Philharmonic.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
You know what I say about Lila Bialy? She's so good, she makes Diana crawl. Thank you. Thank you very much. As far as television is concerned, I heard that the kids these days, they don't watch television. Do you watch television?
I kind of.
Do you watch the Netflix?
Yeah.
Do you go on the Google?
I don't know. I watch a lot of Netflix, though. I'm a big binge watcher.
Are you?
Yeah.
What was the last thing you binged?
Friends.
On Friends?
Yeah. Wow. I love
this
Friends.
This girl over here is a crazy Friends fan.
I love Friends.
Megs the intern
so much.
Loves Friends. Which is the best looking guy on Friends?
I don't know.
None of them. Because they're just your friend, right? Yeah. And which girl do you like the most?
I like Phoebe.
Phoebe. I knew you were going to say Phoebe.
Yeah.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
Have you seen her lately? She looks really old.
No, not really.
Oh, you're so nice. When was the last time you said something bad about somebody?
Give her five.
I don't know.
As soon as you leave this show, that's when it's going to happen. Totally. Totally. What about, now there's something else. Old shows, is that what you like on Netflix?
Kind of, sometimes. The one before that was How I Met Your Mother. But
yes.
Okay, do you and Megs, the intern, just want to go out for lunch and talk about Netflix stuff?
Definitely.
If you were to, I don't know, get really passionate about some kind of charity or save the world or hug a tree or kiss a whale or recycling or something, is there something you're very passionate about? Because you do charitable work, don't you? I've heard you've been involved with a lot of charities.
Yeah. I think if there had to be one would be giving children the opportunity to have music lessons and not just the instruments, because it's a different thing to just have the instruments, but you should really know the foundations and how to play them or how to use your instrument if you're a singer.
And not every kid can afford lessons.
Yeah, not every kid gets that opportunity. And so I think it would be nice for them to just be able to develop what they have.
So have you already done stuff like that, or is that just something you'd like to do?
We're actually trying to get that started, and we're going to make a fund, and we're going to put it towards giving children music lessons.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, maybe, I don't know. Could you do another song?
I could.
AveryRaquel.com. AveryRaquel.com. So much that she has done in her short lifetime. Do you feel older than 14, by the way? Because you act older than 14. Not the first person to tell you that, right?
Yeah.
Except I'm sure your parents think you act like a 4-year-old sometimes.
Yeah. Probably sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm the age that I am. I don't know.
She's totally running my show.
Yeah, she is.
Totally running my show.
Just give her the mic. Go for life.
You know what? I'll just go to the bathroom. You can take the rest of my show, okay? By the way, later on our show, folks, just while we're sort of getting set up for this, want to let you know that Rob Mathis is on our show. He is an Emmy-winning, Grammy, Tony, and Drama Desk Award-nominated arranger, composer, music producer, director, and singer-songwriter. You are on the same show as Rob Mathis. Rob has the longest bio of anybody we've ever had on our show. Go to our website, check it out. This is how big of a guy he is. This is how big of a deal Rob is. He was an expert witness for the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven plagiarism trial that just happened. He has been Sting's producer for many, many years and has worked with everybody from Rod Stewart and Carly Simon, U2, Tim, I know you get excited about that, don't you?
Yeah.
And he had to miss his daughter's graduation, which is a sad thing because he was in studio with Peter Gabriel. Do you know any of those artists?
I do.
So he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just thought we'd throw that out there. Okay, what's this song called again?
This is Etta James' At Last.
Beautiful. Again, live on The Drew Marshall Show, Avery Raquel. Avery Raquel, just gave me goosebumps here on the Drew Marshall. That might be the first time I've had goosebumps since the first time I saw you, Tim.
Thanks.
Avery Raquel on the Drew Marshall Show. I love saying it because, you know, I'm going to look back in this moment, Avery. I'm not, you may not, but I'm going to look back in this moment and think, yep, I knew her. I knew her back then. Yep. Will you remember me, please?
I will.
Because I'm a nice guy, but I'm really insecure, and I think I'm going to go up to you when you're famous, and you're going to go, yep, security. Well, we want to play another one of your songs just before we say goodbye. Look at that. The phone lines are lighting up. That's how amazing it is. Avery, will you do me a favor? And in 2017, when you turn, six? How old are you again?
I'm 14, turning 15 in August.
August, okay. Yeah. Will you maybe come back on my show sometime?
Definitely.
And we'll get George in as well. Sure. And Lila maybe at the same time,
maybe.
Right? Because
yeah.
Lila played with Sting. Wait, do you know who Sting is?
Yes, I do. My parents are going to see him soon.
So is this Meathead.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Baby.
Look at Dad in the corner,
Peter
two
Gabriel.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel and Sting.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, you guys are going to go out and have a man hug, I think. You and Dad? Tim, is that what's happening? Thanks again so much for being here. Like, it was just a serious pleasure to have
Thank
you.
Thank you so much
serious,
for having me.
Serious pleasure to have you. Oh, I hear someone singing there. Listen to that. Avery Raquel on the Drew Marshall Show. Please follow her career, buy her stuff, support her, go to her gigs, averyraquel.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Open some magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the star and wake up where the clouds are falling.